Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back to Catching Time. This is Brian and Miss Rachel. I've got the question today.
Oh, yes, Brian. Okay. How's the question?
What do you do? Okay. So this is an action. When you are having trouble falling asleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I used to do is I would count backwards from 100, and that would help me fall asleep. Now I have an app called the Calm app, and there is a specific playlist that helps you go back to sleep, gently back to sleep. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Let me throw this twist at you.
Cool.
Because I hope there's a couple young moms out there listening going, hey, I'm trying to build a relationship with my child who still has a nap. Help me understand, what do we do when we have a kid that's having trouble falling asleep?
Yeah.
Who you can't ask this question to, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe they're nonverbal yet.
Yeah.
They have no expression. What are your biggest tips, tricks for new moms out there to help kids having trouble falling asleep?
Yes. Okay. So if they're infants, I think every mom knows the shush method, where you talk into their ear, you hold them almost like a football, like you're cradling a football, and you're right in your ear going shh, shh. And that helps them, you know, calm down, whatever it is. Because that's what we're having trouble with, right?
Yeah.
When I can't sleep, it's because my brain is going crazy and thinking about a million strategies of the daydreams that I have, of what I want to accomplish, you know.
Yeah.
Like I can't turn my brain off. And so that's what we're doing, at least for the infant stage, right?
Yeah.
For preschoolers, it goes back to maybe you're not the one that wants to cuddle with them in bed, because there's some parents that want to be right there with them in bed. You do you. Please do you on
this. Find your own way.
Yes, But it's like, how do you soothe them? Maybe it's patting of the back. Maybe it's putting your hands on their chest where you can tap them in some way. But just that motion of the tap, 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 that constant motion helps them. And so I don't know what it is about the beats or the things, but it's calming them down enough to get them into that, you know, basic sleep, that REM sleep that we really want them to have.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted me to go that crazy, Brian, that's my tricks.
Again, we don't know where you're at in your parenting or stages, and so we want to try and hit them all. I think when I think about having trouble falling asleep, I think routine's really big. I also name that I don't have trouble falling asleep. Like it's just the computer shuts off and I just go.
Oh.
Like I'm just done.
Yes.
And when I say computer, I mean my brain. Like it just cuts out and nothing else happens. It drives everyone in my house nuts. So I think routine's important.
Yeah.
I also think, and I want to say we've had this conversation before, of how our role as a parent kind of shifts as the day goes,
yes.
right? I am not the nighttime parent. I am the morning parent.
Yes, you are. That's right.
I love to make the breakfast. I love to do this.
Yes.
When it comes to falling asleep, I'm like, hey, love you. Good night.
Yep.
Kiss on the head.
Yep.
In the bunk beds. See you later.
Yes.
My wife is much better at being the counselor that I think my kids need right now at night, because all the problems come out at night.
They do.
Right.
They do.
And it's what's keeping, for at least my kids, and I know for many of my teenagers, it's what keeps them up.
Yeah.
Is all the things that happen in the day, all the trouble, the junk, the yucky that's happened in the day. And and so I think when we as parents can help them fall asleep is by being that counselor.
Yeah.
Because I know the few times I have really struggled to fall asleep, it's because I'm thinking about something else that happened that day. The conversation, the mistake I made. At our dining room table, we do high, low, buffalo, uh-oh, right?
And so, I love that. Not rose and thorn. Okay, got it. That's what we do is rose and thorn, but high, low, buffalo. Okay.
But the buffalo is the unexpected, but uh-oh is a mistake we made, right?
Oh,
and so we talk about it. And so, right, if I'm asking this of a student or one of my kids, hey, why are you having trouble falling asleep? I think the way I want to scaffold that, where I want to then draw the conversation is, and why does that bother you enough to keep you up, right? What's happening? Walk me through the cycle or process that you're falling into. Because I think, too, the other place where this can go is, what's that internal voice that is keeping you up?
Yeah.
Do you have an inner critic? I don't.
I do not.
But I know others that do.
I do not have an inner critic, but I do live with someone who does have an inner critic.
Yeah.
And that inner critic is why our conversations are late at night at 11 o'clock on their time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel for your wife because that will happen with as they get older. It'll get later and later and later.
Yeah.
I think something that is super important that you said about the routine is what can we do in that nighttime routine? Ending with prayer would be the one thing, but it's it's
definitely.
Is there a devotion? I have lots of recommendations for different devotional books, but it's like having that conversation over that devotion and asking that question to them, you know, like, let's talk about those things, you know, like you said at the dinner table, maybe that at the dinner table, something will come up and then you can continue that at nighttime. How are you feeling about that? You've had some time to process between dinner and now bedtime because you've done your shower, your bath, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, so how are you feeling about it now and connecting with them so that then they can go to sleep knowing that mom or dad knows about this. God already knew about it, but I also prayed about it.
Yeah.
Like, how does that feel? I'd really like to know what the, you know, what our listeners think with their parents and ask that question now. Like, how can we craft our nighttime routine? Now, high schoolers, your nighttime routine is not going to be mommy reads you a devotion, you know. Well, it could be.
It could be.
And y'all rock.
Yeah.
You know, but what could that look like, you know?
And to flip the script, ask your parents. I want you to turn around and ask them, hey, what's making you have trouble falling asleep?
Yeah.
I know my mom, like if she was to answer that in high school,
it
was the fact that you aren't home.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's keeping me up.
Yeah. You said you would be home at this time, Brian. You weren't home.
Yeah. And so I'm not falling asleep, which just makes us all grumpy.
Yes.
Right? Like, fair enough. So also be prepared for that answer, friends. Like, it could be that you're the problem. It's actually your snoring that's keeping me falling asleep at night.
Oh, no.
I don't know. But go ask the question. We'll be back in just a minute. And we're back talking about what makes us have trouble falling asleep. One day, me and Janelle sat down and we started to total up how many times I've slept in places that weren't like a bed, right? On mission trip and camp and things like that.
Okay.
So I think another fun way to ask this question is, where's the strangest place you've fallen asleep? For me, it was in a bus station in London. I was extraordinarily tired and I fell asleep with a candy bar in my hand, like open, like just like,
oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm slumping in my chair. I shouldn't have done that. That took me off the mic, but yeah.
So for me, it wasn't me that fell asleep in the strangest place, but it was our youngest.
Okay.
And we were on the tube in London.
Okay.
And she fell asleep.
London's just a sleepy city.
I know, exactly.
It's just sleepy. Yeah.
Exactly. She fell asleep on all of our suitcases because we had like all four of our suitcases lined up and she fell asleep on top of all of those.
Wow.
So I have a great picture of it.
Yeah.
That I will only share with
Well, and how
not
tired
anybody.
You got to be to sleep on that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sleeping in an airport, sleeping all kinds of places. Sleep is the one hugely important thing.
It is.
Part of our rhythm.
Part of our rest.
One of the other things I'll just tag in there is know if your kids are sleeping or not.
Yeah.
Sleep is one of those things, too, that can direct us, help us understand the cycles of our student, but also give us big warning signs that there's maybe something bigger going on. So listen when your student tells you what's keeping them up.
Yeah.
And listen close. Find for where that question's leaking from or where that answer's leaking from because it might be something bigger. Could be depression. I'm not trying to scare you.
No.
But I just
no.
want the reality
yes.
of where this conversation could go. We're praying for the best for you guys. We love you.
Absolutely. Catch that time today. See you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.